This is regional news coverage from the KPIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Mid-America BRIC of Mexico, Missouri is curtailing operations temporarily in response to a stagnant market. The Columbia Daily Tribune is reporting the BRIC plant plans to lay off 34 of its 50 workers by Friday and suspend most of its manufacturing because of a seasonal slowdown and low construction demand. David Adams, vice president of sales at the plant, says many BRIC manufacturers reduce workforces during the slow winter construction months. He said the business would rehire when market conditions improve. The plant opened in June 2010 in the former AP Green brick factory in Mexico. It was one of Audrain County's biggest employers until it closed a decade ago. Before the economic slowdown, Mid-America spent nearly $22 million to purchase and renovate the factory. The Missouri Highway Patrol plans to enforce a new federal ban on distracted driving. From Jefferson City, Stacey Kafka has this report.
The federal ban restricts commercial drivers from using a handheld cell phone. Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Tim Hall says this violation alone will be means for law enforcement to get involved.
So it could be enforced. It's primary law. So if you actually see somebody talking on their cell phone, it's in a commercial vehicle, they could be stopped for that violation.
Administrator of Motor Carrier Investigations for the Missouri Department of Transportation, Charles Gorig, says cell phone use is extremely dangerous for drivers.
The odds of being involved in a crash increased by about 23% when you're using things like cell phones, reaching for, making those dialing motions and texting.
Although the Missouri Department of Transportation does not have roadside enforcement, the department educates drivers on the dangers of distracted driving. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Stacey Kafka.
Like his predecessor, Gary Forsey, the new University of Missouri president, Timothy Wolf, comes from the business world. The Columbia native and Mizzou alumnus was introduced as the new president of the University of Missouri system yesterday. Marshall Griffin has this.
Timothy Wolf spent 20 years with IBM and recently headed the software company Novell Americas. He says despite his business background, he understands the needs of academia because both of his parents are college professors.
My dad, Joe, taught in the communication department here in the Missouri College of Arts and Science for 30 years. My mother, Judith, for nearly two decades, she has been a law professor at the Massachusetts School of Law.
Wolf officially takes over on February 15th. He told the audience at his announcement that he'll visit each of the system's four campuses and meet with faculty, alumni, and donors in order to prepare himself for the job. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The state auditor's office says it's found more than $500,000 in missing property tax receipts during an audit of a northern Missouri county. Auditors say the missing funds went undetected because of insufficient oversight and a failure to segregate duties in Schuyler County, Missouri. Auditor Tom Schweik released the audit findings yesterday. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.